A chemical reaction makes batteries generate electricity. There's a pH difference between trees and the soil around them. MIT researchers say they can use that chemical difference to generate a tiny amount of electricity. Andreas Merschen and his MIT colleagues say it's just enough power to trickle charge sensors that read temperature and humidity. And the sensors can send that data to the U.S. Forest Service so it can determine the risk of fire.
The advantage comes from the fact that you now no longer need to be going to very remote locations and changing batteries all the time.
The Forest Service will be testing these sensors next spring. They cost about one-tenth of other sensors that need batteries, so it could mean that more sensors could be put in remote locations. That way, the Forest Service could have a better idea of if and when it needs to put fire equipment near hot, dry areas. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.